What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Last week, just in relation to some of the comments nationally about where this division could end up, and obviously where the wide receivers stack up in this division, but let's take a look at the quarterbacks some more too, and the ceiling for some of these guys right now.
I guess the way I looked at this is I actually saw this from an account, maybe the 33rd team, Gold, talking about the second and third year quarterbacks. And because you and I were talking the other day about those quarterbacks and what did that look like for the more clutch version of those players, it got me thinking a little bit about what this meant for the other ones. Because they were asking a question, what is the floor and the ceiling for those available guys and what could it look like? So I was asking the question instead about the guys in the division. I think two are actually fairly easy answers because I think this tells you about where the division is going and what you expect out of the division over the next 10 years or 5 years. Hell, let football short. Okay. Let's say 5 years. All right, floor and ceiling. Let's get to the easy ones first, because then there's the more complicated conversations. Floor and ceiling for Patrick Mahomes. The ceiling is greatest quarterback to ever walk.
Still is. Yep.
On the face of the planet. That's still his absolute ceiling. Still not, like, less likely after the Super Bowl loss this year, but still absolutely plausible. What's the floor at this point?
Top three quarterback of all time.
I was going to say one of the five best quarterbacks to ever play the sport. Great. So his floor and ceiling speaks for itself. We don't have to think too hard about that. We don't even have to like get into a debate about what style of quarterback they are. Geno Smith, and they were doing like direct player comps, which I think becomes interesting as far as career goes. Geno Smith's absolute ceiling, I think, for a career comp is Alex Smith. That's if it went like as good as good as humanly possible. His problem is his floor is out of the league in 2 years, as in not a starting quarterback, you know, 36 months from now. That's what I feel like his floor still is. I still think he could have the kind of career where, well, you played a long time, you were a good quarterback for a long time, congratulations on some mild success, a la the Alex Smith career. Is there a ceiling better than that, you think it is, or worse?
No, I don't think there's a ceiling better than that. That's a pretty high ceiling, I still think, for him. Two guys that were both obviously top picks. You know, Geno Smith flamed out, you know, what makes it more impressive with him is
it took him longer to come back than Alex Smith.
Yeah, like he completely flamed out and then worked his way up, had a great year in Seattle and earned himself some nice money. And then now he, of course, is in Vegas with his old head coach and Pete Carroll. I think the floor for Geno, I don't know if it's out of the league. It's just that he's a backup once again in this league. You know what
he's
I mean?
Not like a starter.
I think he's done enough
he's
to
Joe
now.
He's Joe Flacco-ing his way around the NFL.
Yeah, he's gonna sure. he'll be a potentially a backup in this league for a long time if, in fact, things go south as a starter. I don't think he's out of the league in like a year or two. I think he's stabilized his career enough to where it's not there. Then it gets more interesting, as you said, with some of these other names.
Yeah, so like I was thinking about the career, and like I'm not going to try to go with the easy, obvious argument, just be like Justin Herbert's floor is Philip Rivers. He just immediately turns into, because Philip Rivers had a hell of a career. I think Justin Herbert's floor is lower than that. Like, I think it's below what Philip Rivers
in terms of like accomplishments or actual numbers or playoff. Like, what are we, when you say below
like
Philip Rivers,
right? Like what you accomplish in the NFL from a playoff perspective, what you accomplish from a numbers perspective, like what you are as a quarterback when people view the end of your career. I think he could be more in the, I think Justin Herbert's floor is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has had a nice career, but it's not Philip Rivers' career. Philip Rivers threw for 60,000 yards. He got a lot of touchdowns. He had no playoff success, zero. But like he put up some counting stats at the very least. I still think Kirk Cousins is the floor for Justin Herbert. The ceiling is where I've really altered on him. I feel like the ceiling for him is the guy who gets, is it still a Super? I think it's a Super Bowl, right? It's one. It's too good. I think it's too good to say Matt Stafford. I don't want to say that. Stafford put up a lot of counting stats. I think that's too high of a ceiling for Justin Herbert for me at this point. It's probably a stage below that. Where are you on it?
So Herbert, the tricky thing with him always is going to be the fact that everybody agrees universally in terms of players in the league.
He can play.
Everybody, the arm talent and all that, it's all there. But at some point, the results are the results. And I know this gets into... and
that
I,
feels
I,
Matt Stafford-y is what you're describing.
Yeah, right, like the arm talent is there, but the results are the results. The difference is, you know, franchise-wise, as much as we poke fun at the Chargers, like Matthew Stafford was on the Detroit Lions for a very, very long time. And that franchise had, you know, non-existent success. Whereas like the Chargers, as much as we give them crap and all that, they have still over the first X amount of years of Herbert's career, they have still been more successful than Stafford's, even though... it's not been multiple playoff wins or a playoff win. It still has been in better shape. You know, we can, I don't want to get into the whole debate like, well, Matthew Stafford had Calvin Johnson and things like that. And who is Justin Herbert had Keenan Allen. Like I understand that. The ceiling for Herbert,
someone says, you know, as Jay Cutler.
At one point in time, people thought that Justin Herbert could be a top five quarterback in this league.
That's people thought that about Jay Cutler too.
Yeah. That Jay Cutler though. So you think Justin Herbert's going to be,
saying his floor.
No, but like the floor, you think the floor, Justin Herbert, there's a chance that in 4 years that we view him as a bottom five quarterback in the league?
No, I think
because that's what Cutler was at the end.
Yeah, but that's at the end, though. Like, Jay Cutler made it to an NFC title game and was and put up some pretty ridiculous
numbers. Cutler put up some numbers that people legitimately
thought.
Crazy
numbers.
Now, not as good as Herbert's. That's the other part.
Yeah, but.
Jay Cutler for his floor is...
I said that's too high. I said Kirk
that's
Cousins.
That's wild.
I gave him Kirk Cousins.
I'm curious because you're saying you think it's more like... You said it's more like Philip Rivers and not Matt Stafford, right? Or did you say it's more Matt Stafford than Philip Rivers? Because Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl. Philip Rivers didn't win one.
I think his
in
ceiling...
In terms of his ceiling.
I think absolute ceiling, if I'm being generous, is Matt Stafford. Is in that is the way we discuss Matt Stafford. Look at this freakazoid with all the talent and all the world, but wasn't accomplishing anything for a very, very, very long time until he had the head coach. So I'm still willing to put the ceiling around Stafford range. Like, you know,
that makes sense.
You get your one-off Super Bowl. Bo Nix, what's his floor?
Yeah, I've told you. I think his floor is fairly high, and I think his ceiling though is low. I think he's going to be a quarterback in this league for a very long time, but he's never going to be in the conversation of one of the truly top tier quarterbacks, in my opinion. Last year, give him credit, it was a really nice rookie season. I think Sean Payton is perfect for him and the system that they want to run, and he's going to be in this league for a long time. I told you when he got drafted, and after we saw a couple of games, it was very evident that all right, this is actually a good thing if you're a Chiefs fan, and you're like, what are you talking about? Because, yeah, you would prefer them to sputter around for a couple of years. That'd be the best option. But they have found a quarterback that's good enough that they're not going to go try to draft and find the elite top five quarterback in the league. They think they got a good enough quarterback. So Bo Nix can be their starter, I'm convinced, for 5+ more years. I really am. Which is a good thing because he's not Josh Allen. He's not Mahomes. He's not Burrow. He's not Lamar. He's not Jalen Hurts. Like, he's not that kind of quarterback. So it's great. They basically have what I consider to be Derek Carr, a guy that he can win some games, but you're never concerned that he's going to go.
Is that his floor or his ceiling? Or is it the same in this case?
His floor.
He's just Derek Carr. There's no floor or ceiling. He's just Derek Carr.
His floor is that, as far as an actual player comp, I guess
can play Matt in a couple of years. One year is not going to convince me.
His floor is much higher. I don't think Bo Nix is going to be out of the league. But I truly think, like, his ceiling to me is Derek Carr type.
I think, and his floor being the absolute, like, the worst that we can expect him to be in his career. Correct? Is that what we're saying? Floor is.
Say that again.
The floor is the worst. Is the worst that he would be in his career.
Yeah.
Okay. His floor to me, his floor is Andy Dalton. Playoff appearances, solid.
That's
never
floor.
Good that, enough.
That seems too high of a floor.
I think
he could be out of the league in 6 years. Just like, not likely, but it just seems like,
or maybe
that's not out of the question yet.
Because I feel like it's unfair to almost say it now based on the career this guy has had. But I think stat wise, his ceiling is Baker Mayfield. Based like last year, Baker Mayfield is Bo Nix. I don't know how many yards he threw for last year.
Baker's not a bad one.
But I think he can be a playoff winning quarterback.
I think his floor might. I think not the same type of player. I think his floor might be like Kyler Murray, like where you are a starting NFL quarterback, but no one's like thrilled about it. Kyler Murray is like that. That's Kyler Murray's like.
But Kyler Murray's ceiling, I would still argue, is higher than Bo Nix's even to this day, even though Kyler Murray's been in the league for a while because of the dual threat ability that he presents.
Like, I mean, he's been in the league six years.
Understand.
I feel like we've seen his ceiling.
I agree, but like I still think Kyler Murray's ceiling is higher than Bo Nix. Like, and even like if we were just to discuss who would you rather have as your starting quarterback today, who would you rather have, Kyler Murray or Bo Nix? I would still choose Kyler Murray. I really would.
I think Bo Nix's ceiling is like Joe Flacco. Like, you just start for a team for 12 years. You get the right pieces around you. You can make some hay.
Again, but it's like Derek Carr. Yeah. And I know Flacco has a ring, but he got hot for a postseason, which is unbelievable. But like, that's what I mean. I think that's why it's not a bad thing. I understand Bo Nix almost beat the Chiefs last year in the game at home. I don't count week 18. Sorry, I just don't. The Chiefs waved the white flag.
Patrick doesn't even start that game.
But he's going to be their starter for a while. But as a Chiefs fan, you're not threatened by it. You're not threatened by it. He'll beat you. Like, Derek Carr beat the Chiefs a couple times. Like, of course. But they are not going to deal with, it's not like Burrow and dealing with Josh Allen or Lamar dealing with Joe Burrow in this division. I mean, like, you're not doing that. You got another quarterback that's a top 15, top 12.
I'm more impressed by the list of coaches than quarterbacks in this division right now. I still don't like, I have to live in fear less every day that Justin Herbert's team is irrelevant. Like, until they show some ability to at least get to an AFC title game, hell, like, it, you know, like close divisional round games a couple years in a row, maybe, until they're relevant. Like, I can't live in fear of Justin Herbert. And I won't.
And what does relevant mean? Does that mean winning a playoff game?
A couple, multiple years in a row.
Like, just, okay.
You know, like, then you're relevant.
How many playoff games did Derek Carr win?
I don't know. Probably like four.
I don't think he's won that many.
Let's see. Hold on. He's 0-1, actually.
That's it? He played in a single
play. He got hurt. Remember the year they were great? He got hurt. Remember the year they were awesome?
Yeah.
And he got hurt.
And they lost to the Bengals in 2021.
So he's 0-1. You know, I think Bo Nix will win a playoff game, I guess. So maybe if you think my Derek Carr comp and that, like, but this is, we're not just talking about who the comp is, not playoff success. It's in general.
I think that I know you mentioned Derek Carr. I think your floor for Herbert actually might be Derek Carr because he's 0-1 in the playoffs, correct? Or Herbert's 0-2
in the
playoffs.
Yeah, but Herbert's going to put up way more touchdowns and way more yards.
I think that's like Herbert. If Herbert never makes the playoffs ever again, he's Derek Carr.
They got him the coach. But, I mean, he already has – Justin Herbert hasn't been that long.
Again.
He already has 21,000 passing. He's already halfway to Derek Carr's career passing yardage total and more than halfway to his touchdown. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to like, blow past him.
Also, I don't want to go back to Kyler Murray and Bo Nix, but how many years has Kyler Murray been playing again? How many
six
years
or seven? Yeah, he's been in the league for a bit.
6 or 7 years.
He's only, like, 2 years older than Bo Nix.
Oh, because of
Bo Nix is 25.
That's
Kyler
the other part we have to consider in this, though, with the ceiling.
He's like
though,
two and a half years older.
Bo Nix a little older.
Like that's the other thing we do have to consider. Yeah. Now Kyler Murray's had some injury history, right? He's only 2 years ago. We only played in 8 games. So we'll see. It's interesting in the division, though. You know, I think Someone says, I think if we've seen the best of Kyler Murray, it could be the same for any 2020 draft class quarterback. Yeah, I don't want to Kyler Murray, the conversation about him being one of the elite guys in the league, that's over. But I still think there's a chance
that Baker Mayfield run.
Kyler Murray.
Especially now that he's got Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't think Kyler Murray is a bad quarterback by any means, and I would rather have Kyler Murray than Bo Nix. That's just me. But
if you just said you had to trade and there was one starter for Andy Reid, I'd choose Kyler Murray too.
Yeah.
I'd choose Kyler Murray.
He'd stop playing Call of Duty if he was on the Chiefs, I'll tell you that.
I mean, the truth
he
is
would
is
not
like,
be playing Call of Duty anymore.
This just goes back to the rookie thing. Kyler Murray, his rookie year, did things equal or greater to that the Bo Nix did his rookie year. They're comparable rookie seasons. But I've watched Kyler Murray, when stay healthy, maintain that level of play for six consecutive seasons. He's been pretty much statistically the exact same quarterback every single year he's been a starter. So, I've just watched him essentially be Bo Nix's rookie year every year for 6 years moving forward. I can't be promised that Bo Nix will do that every year, so I'll just take my chances with Kyler.
People hate on Dak Prescott, man. Someone says Bo Nix's floor is Dak Prescott. Now, the Broncos would be thrilled if he was Dak Prescott. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
People hate on Dak. Here, I don't get it. It's the Cowboys thing. People hate on Dak. People act like Dak Prescott stinks. It's unbelievable to me. I'm still, I don't get it. I really don't. It's because he's on the Cowboys, I guess is what it is. But Bo Nix's floor being Dak Prescott, are you kidding me? That means you think Bo Nix might win an MVP. If the floor is Dak, that means there's a ton of growth on the ceiling, and you think Bo Nix might win an MVP at some point in time. I want to remind you, for a half a season, Dak Prescott was the odds-on favorite to win MVP 2 years ago.
In a second.
Yeah.
Are that many people? And somebody said Andy Dalton's too high. I know that you guys said that as well. I know I thought Andy Dalton always should have gotten more praise than he did, but does he actually have the same numbers as Troy Aikman?
He's probably.
I know it's different. It was different era. Oh, of course. No, it was different eras as well, kind of in there.
Troy Aikman's numbers are not impressive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.